Well, our statement expresses a big concern over the recent developments in our neighboring country, and not acknowledging fully the challenges that these reported incidents pose to security and peace within Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire and across the borders. We are particularly preoccupied that this continue. Now, we have always insisted on our shared commitment to peace and security between our two countries. And we have also underscored our disposition to assist building peace and maintaining peace in Cote d'Ivoire. So when things happen like this and we are cited as possible fertile ground for this, we become particularly preoccupied. And this is why we are saying that, well, we want to harness our efforts, joint efforts, to look at these developments seriously and see how we can, together as a country, as two countries of good relations, see how we can get over these. Because we have a strong stake in peace in Cote d'Ivoire, and we would not do anything to harm it. And we have stated it several times that we would not allow our territory or the hospitality we offer to the Ivorian refugees here to constitute an opportunity or a fertile ground for them to subvert their own countries.
Well, Honorable Kpodo, does that mean that Ghana will join forces with Ivory Coast to investigate this and bring the perpetrators to book?
Yes, we are very well disposed to that. Already we have a memorandum of understanding between our security agencies. We want to intensify collaboration within the framework of this MOU and see how we can investigate this. It's the recurrence of these incidents is worrying, and we want to join forces. We want to investigate this seriously. We want our security agencies to be more proactive, to collaborate through, frequent exchange of information. If they have security information, We want to share this and see how we can control the cross-border movement.
Ghana and Ivory Coast have been leading efforts to bring regional stability in the sub-region. And when things like that happen, people express concern that could possibly undermine the cordial and strong diplomatic ties between the two, between Accra and Yamoussoukro, or for that matter, Abidjan. So how is the cooperation now following this recent attacks? How is the relationship between the two
relations? The relations are the same. We all know that this is happening, challenge the relations we have between our two countries. And we are both decided, we are both committed that we should do everything not to harm the relations we have between us.
Honorable, last but not the least, what will be your message to the government of Ivory Coast?
Our message to the government of Ivory Coast is we continue to mutually harness our efforts. We strengthen our cooperation mechanisms, and we also would like to encourage the Ivorian government to pursue their reconciliation efforts, which will enable the Ivorians living outside to muster courage and confidence to return to their own country to help in restoring peace and security. You know, we have signed a tripartite agreement, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, and the UNHCR for the voluntary repatriation of refugees. We want to encourage the refugees in Ghana to go back home and help in restoring the country to normalcy.